episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Now more than ever, we have an opportunity to be a positive force in the world, to help heal the divide, to treat each other and ourselves with respect. But with so many tools out there, from meditation to physical training, proper nutrition, therapy, and so many others, we all need a little help navigating all the options. Join us as we share in-depth information, insights, and thought-provoking discussions that will help answer your questions about how to stay calm, cool, and connected during these times. Welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected, your guidebook to peace of mind.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. As we know, mindset is everything. We all know the famous quote by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or think you cannot, you're right. In other words, our beliefs about our abilities and about the outcomes that we can achieve really sets the stage for everything. So here with us today is Deanna Bledsoe. She's a licensed counselor and a mindset coach. Deanna's here today to talk with us about mindset, and she's going to help us to explore three ways in which our mindset might potentially be holding us back and what we can do about that. So hi, Deanna, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to chat with you today. So tell us a little bit about your background. What is the work that you're currently doing as a mindset coach? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So my background is that I am a licensed counselor out here in Arizona. I have a company. It's Bledsoe Empower. And so my business partner, who's also my sister, is a licensed counselor in Arizona. So in the work that we've been doing within the counseling field, we've realized mindset is really where people get hung up on, and it can either propel them into being their best self or it can keep them really stagnant. So with our business, we are able to work with individuals virtually all across the country, and we focus on really gaining skills to have a very powerful mindset and specifically like work into the growth mindset space.
Okay, so how did you get into that? So as a professional counselor, what led you to this transition of wanting to focus more on mindset?
Well, really, I just really enjoy it. Like I my background is sports. So I know that like when you're pushing your body to new limits, it really has a big mental strain on you. But when you can excel is when you like have control over your thoughts. You have control over your perspective, where you at least can identify when you're in a mindset that's not going to get you where you want to go. And so when we know how to be aware of that and what to do with it, to put it where we want to take our thoughts, that's when we can really see our abilities come through, when our skills and our talents grow and not just stay really stagnant in where we've always been in the past. So that's sure. What I wanted to get into this.
Yeah. Do you work with a lot of athletes, or do you work with a lot of leaders or entrepreneurs? Is there a majority population in who you work with?
I would say our majority is athletes, but we also work with like general pop. And so the difference between our coaching population in comparison to counseling is less vulnerable. Typically, they run companies. They work different companies, so employers, employees, their moms. So there's really a little bit of everything, but the bulk of our clientele is athletes, coaches, officials.
Okay. Very interesting. What are some maybe common misconceptions when it comes to mindset? So when people think about mindset and the impact that it has on just even our daily functioning and our ability to achieve our goals, what are some common misconceptions around mindset?
The phrase that I hear the most, and I'm like, oh, I cringe a little bit, but it's so common, is like people say, I just am the way I am. And so people have this way of seeing themselves, and it's a version that they're really comfortable with. So their behaviors, their responses to certain situations, they stay in that space because I just am the way I am. I've always been this way. And in my opinion, I think that people have the ability to grow. That the coolest thing about behaviors is that you can stop and start new ones. when you need to, you know? So that's where I'm like, okay, if I hear that phrase, it is a tell sign that, okay, you're in a fixed mindset. You're comfortable with what you've done, with what you've been doing, even if it's not working anymore.
Absolutely. And I think that I just am the way I am can be so frustrating for the individual and for the relationships that they're in. You know, if somebody is asking for them to change behaviors or to change the way that they're behaving within the relationship, and that's such a common thing that we hear, this is just how I am, take it or leave it, which, as you're saying, is so limiting in so many areas of their lives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And really what my, like, where your mindset comes from, it's like, what you've learned is valuable and where your currency is when we're young, right? But when we're kids, it really starts there. What do you get praised about? Do you get praised about your talent? Do you get praised about your intelligence? Things that we don't necessarily have a choice in. Or do you get praised about the process, overcoming challenging things? And when you started, you weren't that good at, but you put effort into it. You were strategic about growing those skills. And then do you get praise about the process? Because that's what we need to learn. And that's really the biggest thing about the growth mindset is, like, we're not afraid of doing hard things. We're not afraid of not being good at something and then learning to be good at it. And the opposite of that is, like, when we're in that fixed mindset, it's like, I just want to stick to what I know I'm good at. I'd rather avoid failure. I'd rather avoid, you know, just not being the top dog in a certain skill or a certain talent, because that's too uncomfortable. I want to stay in that space.
Such a great point. Yeah. When I do a lot of my parenting courses, we talk about that, exactly what you're describing. That is the parent praising for these already innate abilities, right? So you're so smart, or you're so pretty, or praising for these things that have nothing to do with the child's effort or character. And you're right, that really sets the stage for what the child then believes about their own abilities and their potential outcomes. What is maybe a couple ways in which our mindset is holding us back? So if we're going to talk about, you know, these three ways in which mindset's holding us back, I would imagine one of those being, I just am the way I am, is probably a barrier. What would be a couple other barriers that our mindset might be creating?
Well, it's really about the relationship we have with our values, what we identify as being valuable about us, and, like, the relationship we have about the concept of failing. So with being in that fixed mindset, like, that is the core. Like, I want to avoid failure. I do not accept criticism because it feels like an attack to self. So, like, push that away. We don't necessarily ask for feedback.
Right.
And then lastly, it's like we feel threatened by other people's success. So if other people are doing really well in an area that I want to excel in, it's like they're doing good. So there's no space for me. So it's like I want to isolate instead of, like, go in and learn from them.
Right. I love that. So instead of leaning into maybe even connecting with those people as a mentor or exploring what are you doing, how you got there, instead it becomes this isolation and this fear of, I'm not going to be good enough, so I'm not even going to try.
And then, like, that goes into, like, the comparison thing, right? So that's more like the mental health part of it. Like, what am I comparing? I'm comparing me to you when there's really no comparison, when it's a completely different human being, right? Yes. Like, it's unfair. It's always going to be a lose-lose. So what we like to teach, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was actually, that's exactly where I was about to go. How do you then address it?
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is, like, we want to do the exact opposite. So when we're facing challenge, we want to embrace it. We want to take it in and, like, figure out the process to get better at that. So that's okay. The first thing, learning, education, practicing, right?
Opening the mindset. Yeah, absolutely.
Open it. Yeah, stretch it. Stretch your thoughts. Stretch your belief system, right? Because what you believe one day may be different after you've gained more knowledge, you've learned more about it. Your belief may change in what you think are valuable about yourself.
Okay, so when you first start working with a client, that's where you start. You're like, okay, what are these beliefs? What are these limiting beliefs? And how can we push you outside of that comfort zone?
Yes.
And then where do you go from there?
And then we want to be open to taking feedback, taking criticism. Accept that other people's perspectives may give you value on yours, right? Mm-hmm. A big thing is like we want to be open to learning and education. The more individuals know, the better foundation they have to have a perspective, have a belief system. Like they can get an idea of like what's really valuable here. What do I need to take in comparison to what I need to let go?
Right? Yes. Yeah, that's beautiful. And then that knowledge, I just posted something on social media the other day that knowledge in and of itself can't be the only thing we're relying on, right? So we obtain that knowledge, but then it's actually the action that's derived from that knowledge that is really going to move us to the next level. And so I imagine that probably where you head with clients after they've derived that knowledge.
Yes, because really like the final part of that is like, Now we've got this knowledge. Now we've learned, we've stretched our mindset. We're open to new things. And like our belief system may be shifting in our relationship with the concept of failure or just learning new skill that, you know, in areas that we're not as good at, like that has shifted. And then where we want to end with is like feeling inspired by other people's success. So now collaborating. Because we're all incredibly smart, right? Like we have the ability to learn new things, but ideas always get better when you have more people around that can add to them because their perspective is going to make one idea grow in a way that maybe you didn't think about.
Yes. Yes. Because it brings in all of their beliefs and all of their experiences. And yes, then it's just magnifying all of that new perspective. That's beautiful. I love that. So then tell me, what is usually like one of the primary or a couple of the primary benefits that your clients walk away with? So they're doing this work with you. They're like, okay, wait a minute. There is a different perspective. I can see this different perspective. What type of outcomes do you start to see?
Confidence in their abilities, whether they start off really good at a talent or at a skill or not. Three principles that we are really big about when we're really stepping into a growth mindset is that we are strategic and intentional with what we want to grow it. Mm-hmm. That we give effort. No matter what the outcome is, that's less relevant. Like there's less value in the outcome of it. There's more value in effort. Like we praise the process.
Sure.
And then last is to be open to collaborate with people because relationships is what makes us feel most connected to ourselves, in my opinion.
Yes. And connection is everything, right? I mean, connection is everything relationally. It's everything as we are trying to grow as people, grow our businesses, grow professionally. Like the adage of it's about who you know. I mean, that there's a reason people say that, right? There is something about growing that network for sure. That's a great insight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's fun. Like when you get a good group around you, like that's exciting. You look forward to the type of work that you're doing.
Yes. So inspirational. So tell me, where can our audience find you? Where can they find out more information if they want to work with you or if they want to connect with you on social media? Where can you be found?
So I am on all social media platforms. My handle on Instagram is Deanna Bledsoe. So you can find me there. I post often. So DM me there, comment, engage with me. I love to talk with people on my social media. If you'd like to book a session with me, we do free consultations. And that is on my website. It's bledsoeempower.com. You can find us there. You can learn more about the services that we provide too.
Great. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Tell us.
Let me just drop one more thing. So if you are looking to just really hone in on your skills, maybe in an individual space, like a really strong way to build your connection with yourself is by journaling. And so we've created a journal, which is also on the website. It's called Empowered AF. And so it focuses on 5 areas of your life and it's a guided journal. So it's very interactive.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Deanna. Thank you for being here today. And thank you all for tuning into this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast so that others can discover our content as well. Thank you again for joining us in this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected.